1961, when President Kennedy announced his goal of putting a man on the moon by 1969, MIT played a big role in inventing new technologies during that period of time, which made it possible for us to achieve that goal. Now, many technologies already existed, but many more had to be developed, and they did so in a very brief period of time. Can you talk a little bit about how you view the development of technologies today and what you believe is possible technologically if we get the policies right in terms of solving this problem?
Well, first of all, I would note that in 1961, I was a freshman at MIT, and my major was aeronautics and astronautics. So I was much inspired by President Kennedy's call to put a man on the moon in that decade. And as you mentioned, we succeeded. The energy challenge we face is actually a more difficult challenge than putting a man on the moon was. And it's more difficult in a variety of respects. We have to do things that pervade our whole economy, not just in this country, but around the world, in order to get it done to the degree that is required. So it will take more than an Apollo program, more than a Manhattan Project that produced the first nuclear weapons to get this done. But we certainly have in this institution, in this country, and around the world, the talent that we need. What we're going to need is technologies for using energy more efficiently across every sector.